Okay, it is time to completely shift gears as we are back inside the Quicken Loans studios at YSR on this Memorial Day weekend. And we did want to take time to commemorate and honor all men and women who have died or been seriously injured in military services for our country. And that's why in our next segment, we have invited back to our show. He is one of the biggies' favorites, Brian Cuban. He is a best-selling author, activist, and an attorney. He is also the executive director for his big brother, Mark Cuban's foundation, the Fallen Patriot Fund, that was established to provide support to spouses and children of U.S. military personnel who were killed or seriously injured in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night. How are you, Brian?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover. And, of course, Mark is best known as owner of the Dallas Mavericks and his hit television series Shark Tank. But he certainly made some very big headlines this past week with some bold statements. And I'd love, just right off the top, would you mind weighing in on the interview? And what was your immediate reaction and some perspective?
I listened to the interview, and it was clear to me that he wasn't speaking in the first person. He was speaking in objective first-person-based examples. So I thought it was ridiculous for a journalist to take, you know, to parse it and come up with a, you know, conclusion that Mark is racist. It's ridiculous.
Right.
He wasn't using I from what I took in the I do this. He was giving examples. And if you listen to what he said right after that, he said, look, like there are countless other examples. It makes it clear that that's what he was doing.
Absolutely. You know, when you just step back and really think about what Mark is saying, that we all have preconceived notions. And none of us, as he said, you know, none of us have pure thoughts. We all live in glass houses. And so just quickly before we transition here, I mean, what do you believe is the first step in terms of overcoming bigotry and overcoming racism?
Being self-aware, just like Mark said. You got to be self-aware of these issues and willing to have a conversation. We all have stereotypes based on our environment, how we were raised, how we grew up, and the issue is recognizing that and being willing to, you know, constantly self-evaluate yourself on your beliefs.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian Cuban is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. So we also have to mention, let's move ahead here. Mark is a very big supporter of veterans and their families, founded the Fallen Patriot Fund. When was that founded? And tell us a little bit about that, Brian.
The Fallen Patriot Fund was founded in 2003, right after the start of the Iraqi conflict. Mark, at that time, wanted to do something for the soldiers and their families who were going away to war and coming back either injured or families of KIA and who need immediate financial help to get resettled back into the real world, you know, back into life. You know, people, you know, losing their homes, can't pay their mortgage, can't pay their rent. So Mark wanted to offer a user-friendly way to allow people to pay their bills.
You know, and Brian, I'd love for you to just share perhaps what is some of the feedback from some of the families that you guys have been able to help out. Because when a loss does occur, I mean, what was a two-person income becomes a one. And there's that financial hardship there placed on those families. And that is very difficult to deal with because they're still very devastated.
Absolutely. And I mean, now it's going on, we're in 2014. And
right.
The fund has been going on. It's the 11th year, and we've given out over $5 million to countless soldiers and families of soldiers. And obviously, there's always gratitude. We make it very user-friendly. There is as little red tape as there can be. Fill out an application, fulfill a few requirements, basic requirements, and tell us why you need the money. We don't require bills, you know, except in very unusual circumstances. We might require some documentation, but usually it's boom, boom, boom.
And Mark, of course, is very philanthropic throughout the years. He's reached out to a number of organizations and provided a helping hand. I was looking through disaster relief, of course, education, you know, raising money for the Dallas Khan Academy. But he's always been a big supporter of veterans and their families and supporting fallen heroes. Can you tell us why?
Obviously, you know, he wants to support those who are putting their lives on the line and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in serving our country. I mean, you know, I think we all want to, you know, support our military in that way. And Mark had the financial means to do so. He put $1 million of his own money into this to start it off.
And tell all of our listeners where they can go, perhaps this Memorial Day weekend, where they can go and find out more information and also to donate. Because you guys have teamed up with Bank of America.
We did at the beginning. I'm not sure, honestly not sure how involved. At the beginning, they were matching donations. I would have to check on what the status of that is now. But I also want to bring up that There are no administrative costs taken out of the grants.
Mm-hmm.
Mark funds all administrative costs out of his pocket. 100% of every dollar goes to the injured soldier. I want to make sure people know that there are no administrative costs taken out of any dollar that's donated.
Okay, Brian Cuban is with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. He is the executive director of the Mark Cuban Foundation, the Fallen Patriot Fund. We wanted to pay tribute to that and recognize that on this Memorial Day weekend. And how much, just over the years, how much money has been raised?
Millions of dollars. And, you know, at this point, because the Iraqi conflict is winding down,
right.
the donations aren't as many. Well, it's wound down. the donations aren't as much, but the claims still come in because post-traumatic stress disorder is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it is affecting a lot of our veterans, and we get a lot of claims related to post-traumatic stress disorder. And the good thing about the fund is we don't limit it to one-time grant. You can come back for a maximum of 3 times if you're still having problems. And you can go back, you can go to www.fallenpatriotfund.org, print off an application, just attach the very simple documents we require. We require a DD-214, we require a VA rating, a minimum 70% overall disability, and in a statement of why you need the money. That's it.
Okay, Brian, we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alyssa. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Stay close.